Good morning, Plate Jewelers.
Hey, good morning, Basil. It's Tom with RDI. How are you?
Hey, Tom. What's up?
I'm doing pretty well. How have you been?
Health-wise, you're doing pretty well?
Health-wise, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Well, when I asked you that, I thought that's how you were going to answer.
Oh, well, I try to be positive and optimistic in all aspects of life.
I don't believe
but
that.
But yes, my health is my wealth, so that's
good.
the number one thing.
Good.
How about yourself? Are you
good.
Doing
yeah.
well?
Yeah, everybody's good.
Yeah. Yeah. How's business going?
Terrible. We're not selling any diamonds.
What other aspects of your business are keeping you going?
Repairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, repairs and old gold.
You're buying a lot of gold, or?
Yeah, quite a bit. Like
yeah.
I said, that's keeping us going.
Mm-hmm. Do people think of you for diamonds?
I don't know. It's hard to say because it just there's just nothing coming in. They're really, nobody. I don't know if they're not getting engaged or what they're doing or they're going online or something. But I don't know. Who knows? I'm
yeah.
not worried about it.
You're at the tail end, anyways, huh?
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm not worried about it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
How many more years are you thinking of going?
Probably
at?
Another year and a half. That's it.
Yeah, and then
yeah.
Scott will take over the business.
Yeah, hopefully. If not, you know, we'll see. He might have to find. He might be looking for something else himself. So we'll see. Because it's not what it used to be. You know, it's not what it used to be.
Yeah, you're in a good part of Jersey, though, aren't you?
Oh yeah, that part is good, but it's still. There's still, it's not like I said. Just it's changed so much that the internet is crazy. The people are disgusted with diamonds, and everybody's talking lab grown. So even that's quieted down for Pete's sake. So I don't know what they're doing. I really don't know what they're doing. Then you get on the internet advertising that De Beers made this phony thing about diamonds. There's plenty of diamonds that they really don't mean anything. So you know, it just makes you look like a jerk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, lab grown. I think that since the inception of lab grown, I knew that was just going to ruin the perception of diamonds, you know, within the industry, anyways.
When they tell you that thing is just like exactly like the only difference is one is above ground and one is below ground, you know, and there's really no value and why spend? So it takes. De Beers was promoting it for years and years as being, you know, this luxury thing, but now they just bobbled it, you know, completely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it was going to ultimately be a situation where jewelers. I know you're not going to let customers walk.
No.
And the story was lab growns are okay. Well, now people are starting to push back on it a little bit. You know, bigger.
Yeah, they're worth nothing. They're worth
right.
Nothing.
Exactly. So
you know,
jewelers that were selling
that,
lab grown now look like they were you know more or less.
Five a dozen.
Yeah. But I think that's a good thing, you know, ultimately.
I guess. It'll turn, I guess. You know, hopefully it'll turn, and, you know, we'll see what happens. It's just that these young kids aren't really interested in, you know, they're interested in a computer. Give them an Apple computer or an iPhone or something. They're a bit better off.
Yeah. Well, you still get engaged with a diamond, though, Basil. Remember that.
That's right. If they,
I haven't seen not one guy or friend of mine that's ever come to me has said, "Do you have an Apple iPad that I can sell, that I can put on my
girlfriend?" Yeah, I know.
So diamond rings are still the thing. It's just a matter.
They're still
of,
the same. Yeah.
You know, again, promoting natural, romancing the stone. I mean, heck, the concept of
that's
coming out of the ground billions of years old.
That's what they're getting away from. That's the problem. They're getting away from that. Now they're saying, let's spend money someplace else, who knows where, but let's spend, especially like houses and stuff like that, you know. Even weddings, if you have a wedding, it's, you know, $60,000 is the cheapest, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
They're
going to
be doing them at McDonald's before you know it.
Right? Yeah, I got married, I was married during COVID, so I lucked out. There were only 25 people at my wedding. It was very inexpensive.
Oh, see? That was smart. That was smart. That really was smart.
Well, it was more based on necessity more than anything else.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. All righty. I got to go. I'll talk to you.
All right. Well, hey, real quick, what if I could tell you that I could put you in a room with 25 other jewelers across the country?
And what would
help
that
you
do?
Some of the challenges. Well, a lot of people, from my experience, share a lot of the same challenges throughout the country. I mean, there's a lot of stores that are struggling with the lab versus natural, for example. We have an event here in a few weeks right at our office, Basil. You could sit in a room with a lot of like-minded individuals, and odds are you can probably get a solution to some of your biggest problems, you know, the headaches that you have.
I'll talk to Scott about it. I won't go, but maybe Scott might want to go. I'll talk to him about it, all right?
Yeah, we have a great lineup of speakers that will be here. I mean, literally, it's a Sunday and a Monday, so it's typically when a lot of stores are closed.
Deal, all right.
Yeah, well, I mean, you find
your way
here.
I'll have him give you a call. All right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you're really interested in, you know, growing your business, I guarantee.
Like I said, he'd have to. I'm not going to do it. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Have a great day.